Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on wishing well or treating woman well. So we're coming to the ending of this chapter. These last two ahadith, inshallah, we'll do it and give some explanation. An Iyas ibn Abdullah ibn Abi Dhubab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abi Dhubab radiyallahu anhu, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tadribu ima Allah. فجاء عمر رضي الله عنه إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ذئبن النساء على أزواجهن فرخص في ضربهن فأطاف بآل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نساء كثير يشكون أزواجهن فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لقد أطاف بآل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نساء كثير يشكون أزواجهن ليس أولئك بخياركم رواه أبو داود. Hazrat Iyas ibn Abdullah ibn Abi Dhubab radiyallahu anhu, he narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that do not beat, beat means do not hit, do not beat the female servants of Allah Ta'ala. So Umar radiyallahu anhu, initially Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prevented that do not beat, do not hit the woman folk. In other words, that be kind with them, be courteous with them. Now we must know what a background that they're coming from. Remember initially, women who had no status in society, they were like treated as we know, as we say, as absolute downtrodden. That the girl is born also, she is buried alive and nobody would think. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came and caused such a change in the community that firstly he encouraged kindness, showing mercy. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam had initially what he had told him, that do not beat, do not hit the females. So Umar radiallahu anhu then came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam and said, that the women have become very, very bold and brave to their husbands. In other words, now they know that you told them that don't hit them, don't beat them. So now they are very bold, brazen, they are very, very brave, as we would say, with their husbands. So because of this now, they can say anything, they can do anything. The husband can't do anything suddenly. There's a sudden change. So this was Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's complaint, that he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to complain that this is what's happening. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a concession to beat the woman. What Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said was to beat them lightly, not to injure them or to hurt them, just to create that little bit of distance where the woman now don't get brazen and so bold that they start overpowering the husband. So Rasulullah sallam had given this permission. So many women now began to come to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam complaining about their husbands. So many of the women folk came to the wives, our Mubarak mothers, came to the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they started complaining about their husbands, that our husbands, this is what they're doing now. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, what a beautiful way. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the message. So when this message reached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, now the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our mothers, they're giving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam the message that this is women are coming and complaining. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam now told Sahaba that many women have come to the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam complaining about the husbands. Such men are not the best of you. Rasulullah said, such men are not the best of you. Now we may just take it as a light statement. Such men are not the best of you. But to Sahaba, this was a very serious thing. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us that we are not the best. It is not something that we wanted. We wanted to be the best. Sahaba, as far as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is concerned, what he told them to do, they took it so seriously. It wasn't a situation where Sahaba would go against even the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were making their own interpretation. There's a riwayat comes in Abu Dawud Sharif, that on one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba in the majlis, Ijlisu means sit. So he told the Sahaba inside the masjid, sit. Hazrat Abu Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu was outside the masjid. But he heard that voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Ijlisu. He sat down outside. He said, he didn't make ta'wil, he didn't even interpret that word, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling people sit inside. He's not telling me, but because it was the sound, it was the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately he sat down outside. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw him, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, come in. That was for those people that were inside the masjid. I wasn't speaking to you outside the masjid. So much they wanted to practice on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, that it's not the best of you that do these things, it was enough for them to know that we should be avoiding beating and striking the woman. Last hadith of this section. An Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, al-dunya mata' wa khayru mata'iha al-mar'atu s-saliha. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the world is an enjoyment, the world is a place of saman, of goods, and the best saman, the best goods a person can have, sometimes it's translated as a place of enjoyment, but actually it means saman, goods that Allah Ta'ala has made. I'll explain it a little bit more just now. Of the world, the best commodity that a person can have, goods or commodity that a person can have, the best thing he can own in this world is a pious wife. Best thing a person can have, better than anything else, is a pious wife, because it's natural to understand a pious wife all the time will be acting in a condition that will please Allah Ta'ala, will please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will also be pleasing the husband. Now it becomes easy for the husband. The woman is taking care of herself, taking care of the husband, taking care of the children. Why? Because she's got piety in her. Unlike the woman of the West, that when everything is there for them, then only they will be in that marriage. Otherwise they're out of that marriage. They got no interest in the children. They got no interest in the husband. They don't have this wafadari, as we spoke about yesterday, this loyalty to the husband. So now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that this dunya is a mata'. What is mata'? Often we hear it over here in the Quran ayat that mata'ul ghurur, that this world is a mata' of ghurur, a thing of deception. That this world is a thing of deception. So there was, as Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi would give this example, he said there was one person that was a city dweller, dwelling in a city, and he was trying to get tafsir of these three words, but he couldn't get these three words. One word is raqim. Ashab al-kahfi wa raqim. In Surah Kahf, you'll find that this word comes, raqim. What is the meaning of this word, raqim? There is another word, tabarak. This word, tabarak, it comes in tabarak al-ladhi biyadihi al-mulk, Surah Mulk. It comes also in Surah Furqan. Tabarak al-ladhi nazzal al-furqan. So what is the meaning of this word, tabarak? He couldn't get that word. And the third word he couldn't get was this word, mata', that we just did. That this world is a mata', and the best mata' is a pious woman, as we translated it, is a place of commodities, a place of goods, a place of things, and the best thing a person can have is a pious wife. So anyway, he said these three words I couldn't get. Until he went to the village. Now in Arab cities, up till now you'll find it, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was also like that. That they would send their children when they were small. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also went with Halima Sa'diyah into the village. One of the benefits of going is the Arabic there is Fusha. The Arabic is proper Arabic. It's not like the Arabic that is found in the cities. The cities you'll find there's a lot of changes in the words, changes in the pronunciation, etc. So the proper original Arabic words you'll find in the villages. People don't mix up the words generally. Now things have changed also sometimes. So anyway, he says when this person went to the city, he went to the village, so he saw a scene there whilst he was there, that there was one child that was playing around. The dog had taken the rag. Get a rag, you know, in the kitchen, we always keep a rag, the multi-purpose rag. Sometimes that rag is used to wipe up the dishes. Sometimes a person will use the rag to carry a pot. The pot is hot. Sometimes that rag is used to wipe up or clean up. Well, that rag is used for multi-purposes. Every kitchen has some type of rag. So he says he saw the dog, he took that rag. And then the dog climbed up a nearby hill, and from the top of the hill the dog sat and it was looking at everything. So when the parents came home, this child now is narrating this incident. The child is narrating the incident to the parents. And these are the words that child used. That he said, جَاءَ الرَّقِيمُ وَأَخَذَ الْمَتَاعُ وَتَبَارَكَ الْجَبَلُ جَاءَ الرَّقِيمُ, the dog came. The dog came. أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمُ, the ashab, the people of the cave, and the dog. So the first thing he said that Ja'ar Raqim, the dog came. So this person, the city, he got the word, that's what it means, Raqim. The next thing is Akhad al Mata', he took that rag from the kitchen. He took that kitchen rag. So he said, I got my second word already. Wa tabarak al Jabal, it ascended and it went up high onto the mountain, onto the hill. So then he says, I got my third word already. These are the three words. This is what it means to be high up, to ascend. Tabarak. Tabarak alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. Allah Ta'ala, in other words, is glorified. He's high up. Allah Ta'ala, His glory, His majesty is so high. So this is what is Tabarak. So this is a word, that expression to use to be high up, to be glorified. And mata' was a rag. So this is what you talk about, that multi-purpose rag. So Ulama explained that what is this rag? And what is it and how does it refer? What it means is something that a person can't do without. It's something that he needs daily, something that he needs on a continuous basis. So Allah Ta'ala has made a woman like that. Not that she's a rag, But she's something that we need continuously, something you can't do without. So the best thing, and Allah Ta'ala also refers to the dunya like that, but the dunya in a more demeaning way, that this dunya is really like a rag. The dunya is not something that you can't just, it's something you can't do without, but it's something that is, don't give your heart, don't attach your heart. And how you won't attach your heart to that rag in the kitchen, don't attach your heart to the dunya. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that a pious woman is something that we can't do without, so therefore a person should take care, look after her, and fulfill the rights of the woman. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Under this Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib, he gives one incident. He says that Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi, who was the Khalifa of Hazrat Muhammad Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he said once he was invited by one of his murids that come home for a meal. So he went, and this murid, such that this murid's wife was also a murid of his. By a correspondence, she would write, and she would. So Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi, his style was that whenever somebody invited him home, that after he would eat, then he would say some words of praise for the family that made the food, like how we find that people come. And that's the right way of doing it. Send a message with the husband or the family that Jazakallah, we really enjoyed the food. Allah Ta'ala reward. Because remember something, it took a lot of effort to make the food. We just go and eat there, maybe half an hour or so. But the people that behind prepared, it took a lot of time for them to prepare and with the love and the care. So anyway, he went to this house of this murid of his and he had whatever he needed to eat. So now, because that wife also was a murid, so behind the parda, he just said a few words of shukriya. Just a few words of shukriya. Remember, he was an old person also, so there was no chance of fitna there. A few words of shukriya. He thanked the woman from behind the curtain for the food that she prepared, and it was very tasty, etc. So then he heard that this woman started crying. The woman is crying. So now he thought that maybe there was some taklif. So he said, did I cause you any harm? You could hear that she was crying. So then she tells from behind the curtain, she says that for 40 years, I've been preparing food for this husband of mine. Not once did he thank me for the food. Not once. Explain that what is meant by this. He said when a man realizes that the woman cooking for the husband is ihsan upon him, is kindness. Allah Ta'ala didn't make it such that in the marriage she has to cook for the husband. This is only her ihsan, it's only her kindness. If he takes it as ihsan, then he'll always thank her. If he takes it as his right, it's my right that she has to cook for me. It's a misunderstanding that many men have that it's my right, shukr. She won't thank the husband. So under this he explains it, that the person will always think that this is the ihsan of the woman, that all the time she's serving me, she's feeding me, she's cooking, so therefore I should be thankful to her. It should never happen that the first time she's hearing some shukriya is when some outside person comes to the home. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.